Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Rob Kaplan. How are you, Rob?
Good, Robert. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. And today we are going to talk a lot about leadership, both from a strategy and a tactical level. And Rob has a really unique background where he was vice chair of Goldman Sachs. And he's been a top professor. And I think it would officially be senior associate dean at Harvard Business School. And then, of course, he was the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. So you have a broad spectrum, three legs of the stool to talk about. So first, just give a snapshot of some high points of your career.
Grew up in Kansas City, went to the University of Kansas. I'd say that going to Harvard Business School was an enormous learning experience for me. I interacted with a lot of people from around the country and the world, which I'd never done before, being from Kansas. And learned a lot about trusting my judgment, how to analyze the situation, developed a lot of relationships. And then the Goldman Sachs career was in the go-go days of the 80s and the 90s, so I kept getting promoted every few years, but constantly learning, always in a little over my head, working domestically and overseas. And then I shifted gears after that and went to Harvard Business School. And in that experience at Harvard Business School, I had to retool myself completely, start over from scratch, learn how to be an effective case study professor. And that was a fabulous experience. And I learned how to then be basically a senior executive in an academic institution. Had to relearn everything and readapt. And then I went through the same drill when I went to the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and to the Fed. I had to reanalyze and readapt my leadership approach and retool myself as a central banker. And so I've had to sort of start from scratch a few times, and I've found it's a great experience.
So you are recommending to people to be continuous learners.
I am. It's traumatic. It can be stressful, especially when you have to start over. You have to have confidence to do it, because there's a tendency once you learn mastery over something, just don't change it. And I think to make these moves, you've got to be willing to start over again, and that takes some fortitude.
What's an example of a challenge you faced that was just really tough that you learned something from?
Well, there's lots and lots of them, but probably the biggest example of that is when I was shipped to Japan in 1990 at a pretty young age to run Asia Pacific for my firm. And what I learned immediately in Japan, if you suggest you want to do something, they will do it. There's an enormous, deference to senior authority. Take the United States, multiply by 100. And what I learned is, if you want to get the most out of your team in Japan, you better start with questions and empower the group and make them feel like they've got to make a recommendation, decide, or they'll take what they think you want and it'll get all messed up and they'll feel like that's what you told them to do. And I used that experience in Japan probably for the rest of my career, and where learn to ask a question, ask follow-up questions, don't feel compelled to make a directive statement, unless you're in a crisis, because you're going to get more of the team if you ask their opinion.
Let's transfer that to 2023 and being a CEO. If you were to give advice to CEOs today about how they lead in this type of environment, what would you say?
So a couple of things. first on the strategy part, then on managing themselves. First, you got to have two or three priorities as a CEO, not 10, because people will be confused if you have 10 as to what you want, but two or three, you have to pick what's the most important things you're trying to accomplish and communicate them. Get the buy-in of your team and communicate them to your team. How do you want to add value that's distinctive? What do you want the company to do to add value that's distinctive? What are the top two or three priorities in order to do that? And I see too many CEOs today where they've got a laundry list, and I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to do, and they don't realize if you're trying to do seven things, you might wind up getting nothing done. But it takes a lot of thought, and it takes a lot of inquiry and seeking advice to come up with what are the two or three things you want to do. And then that relates to the second issue for CEOs is, can you manage yourself? And what do I mean by that? Do you ask questions, or are you too insecure to ask questions because you think you're supposed to have all the answers? The best CEOs today need to ask questions, be open to learning, empower their teams, coach people, get coaching. And I think that comes easily to some CEOs, and it's a big challenge for others.
So let's go into those two to three priorities. On the one hand, I've been on hospital boards for two decades, and I've seen so many dashboards with 45, 50 different priorities. And I'm sitting in a board meeting going, how is anyone going to prioritize? And then on the other hand, I remember when I interviewed Meg Whitman about eBay, I said, what was your real secret? She said, we boiled everything down to, just like you said, maybe she took one of your classes, to two or three priorities, and that's it. And that helped us. But here is the question, Rob. How do you really come up with the two to three priorities in such a volatile environment? Where do you go? Do you read? Do you speak with people?
So first thing, you got to understand your key constituencies, your customers, in the case of the hospital, your patients, your doctors, your staff, what makes a great hospital, what makes a great any kind of business. You got to get views of your people, do what I call skip level meetings, go down to the organization and meet people and ask for their own.
Okay. I want to interrupt you right there. When you're talking skip level, it's great for you, but I'm thinking the divisional presidents or people below you can get bent out of shape. Do you tell them you're doing the skip level, or you just do it?
I do two things. I tell the senior people I'm going to do skip level meetings. I'd like them to suggest names I do them with. And secondly, my advice to them is saying you should do skip level meetings. It's the only way to understand your customers. What the people that are at the point of attack, what are they facing? What do they love about the organization? What do they hate about the organization? So I do them, but I model it and tell all my direct reports, you should do them. But out of that process, you always need to get finally to the drivers. You talked about the hospital jet dashboard with 45 things. There are two or three key drivers that drive the results of those dashboards. The trick is to kind of figure out what those two or three drivers are, knowing that you come up with 10, but what are the three most important ones? So what's an example? We need to attract and retain and develop key doctors in a hospital or key blankety blanks. We need to invest in technology and really upgrade our technology. Those would be example of a couple of priorities. And the reason you need to really bore into that is making those investments are hard to do, and you can't do it alone. Running a big organization means you need lots and lots of people who are on the same page as you, who are doing it with you. And the only way to do that is to get their views, develop priorities with them, and then have shared priorities through the organization. And that's where you see powerful progress made in organizations.
So, Rob, if anyone wants to learn more about what you're doing, where would they go?
I think the easiest way to follow up would be to look at the Robert Stephen Kaplan YouTube channel. And what you'll find there is a whole playlist of videos on the economy and macroeconomic developments and a whole series of videos on leadership. And I think that YouTube channel will be very useful for people who want to learn more.
We're about to take a commercial break with Rob Kaplan. And when we come back, we've just been speaking about nailing down your priorities and alignment, but we're next going to talk about managing yourself. Back in a few.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged to be here today with Rob Kaplan, and as you know, Vice Chair of Goldman Sachs, President of Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, Texas, a top professor at Harvard Business School, of course, an author of several, at least three books that are great books. So let's now talk about the concept of managing yourself. How do you really do that? I mean, you have so many balls up in the air at all time. You're triple booked all the time. How do you manage yourself?
When they say lonely at the top, when you're the CEO, people are not dying to give you bad news or criticize you or confront you. And you got to understand that as the CEO. And so you have to solicit feedback, solicit advice. And it takes confidence to do that. A lot of people think, "Man, I'm the CEO. I've got to tell everybody what to do. They're expecting me." No, they're not. They don't expect you to know everything, but they expect you to be open to learning and ask questions, seek advice, be clear about what you expect of them, but get their views and empower them. And I find as simple as that advice is, certain CEOs can do it. And certain CEOs shut down when they shut down feedback. So what's an example? They get feedback and the first instinct is to rebut it. Rebut, oh, no, this is why you're wrong. And that person will be polite, but they'll never give you that feedback again because the signal they got from you, even though you didn't mean for it to be, is I don't want to hear it. And so learn to ask a question. Learn to face feedback with a follow-up question. Work to try to understand. That empowers people. It helps, puts people on your side, and it helps them achieve what you're trying to achieve. And when you're screwing up, which you always are in some way, and you have a blind spot, it gives you the best chance to recognize a blind spot and keep you out of trouble.
Tell me an example of something you went through in your career where you had that challenge of managing yourself.
Everybody's different, but I have my own characteristics is I'm very passionate. I don't think I come across as intimidating, but I do. And I'm not aware of it. It's a real blind spot because I get so excited. And so, and I have a tendency to challenge people. And certain people love it, and certain people, it shuts them down. So I have had to realize I need to change my style. I need to keep my mouth shut, bite my lip, bite my tongue, ask more questions. And it's taken me a long time to learn how to do that and control myself. And I'm always getting feedback from everybody around me. How'd I do today? You know, did I screw up today? Was I too domineering? Did I listen enough? Because I know I've got that issue. Every one of us has one or two issues like that. Some people aren't assertive enough. I'm probably too assertive. But you have to understand yourself and say, okay, what are some adjustments I need to make to my style to adjust for my shortcomings.
Let's shift over to a minute to economics. Everyone's trying to figure out the economy. You have a much deeper background than the average bear does. What do you see is happening in the economy, and how should CEOs look at their business in this environment?
So I could talk about what's going on right now, but I don't think that's what you're looking for. I like to differentiate between cyclical changes in the economy, and that's the daily, weekly data. I call it the bouncing ball. and the structural drivers. I come at the economy with a business background. So just to give you an example, I'll rattle them off fast. There are five structural drivers that I think are the most significant today. Aging workforce, which means slowing workforce growth in this country. Globalization has become, to some extent, deglobalization. And we're not using trade as strategically as we did. That's expensive. The energy transition from fossil fuels to alternatives, it's great and it's necessary, but it's expensive and it's going to take a couple of decades. Technology-enabled disruption is a fact of life in every business and every industry. And if you don't get at the forefront of technology, you can become obsolete overnight. But it's affecting how we educate workers and our need for workers. And this is where educational attainment and our lagging educational attainment in this country needs to be improved. And then the last big thing is the government has gotten dramatically more leverage from pre-COVID to now.
I'm going to ask a challenge CEOs are all having that. They're talking about culture and how you build the culture. And the word you mentioned before was alignment. And just, you're smiling now. You know, I'm looking at you. What's the advice you have on this?
So I give this advice all the time to CEOs. Culture is not a speech you give. We believe in teamwork. We believe in, you know, personal empowerment. And because when you give a speech like that as a CEO, people sort of turn to the other and say, gee, I wish that were true. That's baloney. Culture in the lingo is emergence. Culture comes about as a result of your leadership style. In other words, what you value, what you don't, the way you manage, the people you hire, the tasks you give them, and the incentives and the way you're organized. And you change any one of those factors, you're going to get a culture that is going to change. And this is where your leadership style is one of those factors. What do I mean? If you seek advice, that empowers people. If you share information and break down silos, that creates collaboration and teamwork. If you pay people based on not just production, but how well they work with others, that's harder to do. That affects the culture. And too much today, what's going on is people jawbone this beautiful image of what culture is. But the reality is they're not paying people according to it. Their style is inconsistent with it. They're not hiring people or promoting people consistent with it. And those are the alignment actions you need to take if you want to create a certain culture for your organization.
Final question. Let's talk about the future of Rob Kaplan. Here's a guy who's done he's done everything. What's next on the horizon for you?
So the guiding light for me for many, many years has been, how can I add value? And what can I do that's distinctive that can add value in the world? So I co-chair a venture philanthropy firm called Draper Richards Kaplan, and I spend a fair amount of time on that. I think that can be distinctive. I try to do a lot with companies to help them improve their strategy. I think I have a distinctive ability to do that. It may mean running or helping to run one more organization because I love that, and I think I have a distinctive ability to add value there. But it's got to be something I believe in that I think makes the world a better place.
And everyone listening in, think about this. You can't always be in command. The greatest leaders do skip-level meetings, and they also solicit advice. So if there's anything that you're going to do after listening this tomorrow, the key message I would say is ask questions, because you need to have the strategy and alignment, and then you need to manage yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kay Koflovitz. How are you, Kay?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And it's great to have you on the CEO show again. So, as many people know, Kay was the founder of USA Networks and then sold for $4.5 billion and then started something perhaps even way more significant, which is called Springboard. So we're going to talk a lot about success to significance. So let's start off. You were, like me, a Michigan State Spartan, and in your graduate thesis, you had this really interesting idea that turned into a super winner. Talk about that idea.
Well, I was really attracted to satellite communications when I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin. And before I went to Michigan State to write my master's thesis on satellite technology and its potential impact on communications. And believe it or not, this was in the 60s, way before they were being used.
And so you had this vision. How did you turn it into the seeds of success?
Well, I was very fortunate to hear a lecture being given by a noted science fiction writer when I was on a trip as a student in London. And I saw this sign for a lecture on satellites when I was walking through London. And, that sounds really exciting, because when I was a kid, I was really intrigued by Sputnik and sort of excited and frightened by it all, a space war that was to follow. And as a student, I was very kind of interested in space. I thought, satellites. So I went in to listen to this lecture, and it was about geosynchronous orbiting satellites, which we take for granted today, but they had only been launched in 1965-66. So they were just coming into the market back then, and this lecture so impassioned me about the message he was giving about these satellites that could cover the Earth with only 3 satellites, something that was very technologically advanced in those days. And this person was Arthur C. Clarke, the famous science fiction writer of 2001 A Space Odyssey and all kinds of other science fiction books, and also a scientist. And he was projecting what these satellites would mean for communications on a global scale. We have to remember, back then we didn't have all this that we have today. We only had 3 broadcasts, actually 2.5 broadcast networks here in the United States. ABC wasn't even fully distributed in the United States back then. And what was really amazing about it was really that you could get to any location with these satellites instantaneously. It was just an idea that would never let me go. And I went back, I went to graduate school, wrote my master's thesis at Michigan State as a merit scholar, and had a wonderful professor, Walter Emery, who I worked with. He was an intellectual property attorney and was, you know, teaching intellectual property management at Michigan State. And he said, "Kay, I have no idea what you're talking about in these satellites, but I know one thing. If what you're telling me is true about them, then I'm going to have to learn about them, because intellectual property is becoming an international phenomenon. I want to be the first one to learn all about the new communication system." So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to work with Dr. Emery.
How did you operationalize everything? Just give a snapshot, a couple of sentences, where it went to over the 2 decades. And I know there was a thrill in Manila and everything, but what was the turning point where you said, we have succeeded, we built something really powerful?
Well, I think that, you know, bringing all sports to cable before ESPN was a big watermark for the network and put it on the map. We were out there before anybody else with satellite delivery. And I think that was really very important. But then also bringing in the creative community, bringing in the Hollywood producers to produce for cable, was also a big breakthrough. So when you say, when did I know it was going to be a success? It was already a success by the mid-80s. It was launched in 1977. So I've got to say that, you know, it took years of my own education after graduate school and working in television, working in satellites, working in cable, that I really understood how to put the pieces together to launch a network. And it was totally successful and profitable by the middle 80s. And I knew we had made it then. It was just a matter of growing and continual growth with the industry. It was not only the beginning of a network, it was the beginning of an industry.
And then when you sold the 2 decades later for $4.5 billion, and you've joked with me, you said, Robert, that's when $4.5 billion was real money. And you started something which to me is even more significant, which is Springboard, which has, you know, 835 portfolio women and $35 billion in value that you've created. And to me, as you and I have spoken many times, it's not just the right thing to do to get women CEOs in business. It is the economically smart, because it's physically or mathematically impossible that if 51% of women have the jobs, that only 8% of the women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. We're holding the real talent back. Talk about your concept of Springboard, how you felt first after, you know, selling for such a large sum, and then why Springboard was so important.
Well, first of all, Robert, it would have been great if I'd owned the whole company and sold it for that amount. But, you know, it was actually sold the company much earlier than that. But growing a company of that size was a great experience. I loved every minute of it. But when I was leaving USA Network, I looked around and I saw all this money pouring over the transom in venture capital in the late 90s, 98, 99. $104 billion, which was a lot of money back then, and no women. And I thought to myself, where are the women? I know they've got to be out here. And so why? Why did we begin? Why did I want to do it? I was chair of the National Women's Business Council then and appointed by President Clinton. And before I took the position, I said to him, I would do it if I could use it to get women into equity capital, because that was what would be needed to grow sizable and sustainable companies. And that was my experience at USA. You had to invest to grow. And I thought, well, if women can't get the kind of investments that are competitive in the market, they're not going to be competitive enough in whatever market they're in, whether that's media, whether that's fashion tech, whether that's biotech, whether that's technology companies. You need to be competitive and raise capital. So that's what prompted us and me to really lead this, you know, growth of companies led by women to raise capital. And that's what the accelerator and the community of Springboard is. It is a great, large community of experts and entrepreneurs, investors, and business people who are really not only supporting with human capital and expertise, but many of us also invest in these women-led companies as well. There are good reasons to do it, by the way, because, for example, women entrepreneurs that bring in capital raise twice as much revenue as men do in comparable industries for the dollar invested. More women successfully exit their companies in the innovation economy, actually percentage-wise, than men. It's surprising for a lot of people to know that, but that is true.
So congratulations on that. What is your philosophy of what makes for successful succession planning?
In succession planning, I think it is really important to bring along your team and to develop the team of people that you're working with. And as you do that, you look at the talent and you really want to, your job is really to get the talent in the right positions so that they are going to be most successful. Those people are going to be the most successful they can be, help building the company. So in the succession, you really want to be able to pass it on to people who are prepared to take up the challenge that perhaps you had been having for all these years, and you want it to be a successful transition. So that's what you really want to see within a company. You want to see that successful transition. We're having a little challenge in our own country today to see successful transition of power. And it's the kind of thing that you don't want to see.
What is the website for Springboard?
Springboardenterprises.org, or you can also get there through sbspringboard.co, sb.co.com.
We are with Kay Koplovitz, and when we come back, we are going to talk about Springboard, and we're going to talk about why the investment in women is so important and is the right thing to do financially. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kay Koplovitz, the founder of USA Networks, and then after that started something called Springboard, which is a tremendous enterprise of building women entrepreneurs and connecting them to capital. So here is the question, Kay. What is your take? I know you're a numbers person and you go through all the metrics on why investing in women is so smart financially. And this is to a woman who built a company that sold for $4.5 billion.
Well, look, women are 51% of the population, and we really need to be and should be in moving the economy forward and be full participants in it. And I can cite all the numbers about the Springboard companies that collectively, the 835 that have come through our program so far, have raised over $13 billion in equity and created over $35 billion in value with 225 exits and 22 IPOs and many more on the way. So what is the message here? The message is women really are building a scalable and Women are really building scalable and sustainable businesses that are solving world problems. And some of the problems may not have appeared to men to be important, like women's health. We have over 300 companies that have come through in life sciences, in drugs development, in biotechnology, devices, diagnostics, important areas where there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women in biological sciences going through our universities and now starting companies. And they're attacking problems that, you know, are world-class problems for the health of women from birth all the way through life cycle. And it's really important that we do that. And it's commercially viable for people who are investors to really make a great profit as well. So we're seeing that with our companies. Just take, for example, in the year 2020 when the pandemic shut us all down and a lot of companies got lower investments, and collectively women entrepreneurs' investment sizes dropped in the market. On the contrary, Springboard Enterprise entrepreneurs raised more capital in 2020 than they did in 19. And why? A lot of them were working also in things that really were attached to the COVID market, that were solving problems, getting tests into home testing for COVID-19, clinical testing, companies like Everly Health and Medable, companies like that. We have companies in a treatment for autism, which is a big problem for a lot of families to solve, that will be coming to market. There are many of these companies that are already valued at over $1 billion. Now, if you came in as an investor at, let's say, a valuation of $50 million or $100 million, and now you're talking about a company that's worth, you know, in the private market and then going public at these rates, there's a great opportunity to make money on your investment. So it's not just a social issue with us. It's an activity in the market and a true participation in our economy. And Robert, I really look at it as our circular economy, because many of these women who are earning their own wealth through their companies and their liquidity processes are coming back and investing in companies coming behind them. And this is what I like to see, this circular economy and building more capital being put to work behind women entrepreneurs.
So, Kate, talk about women investing in capital and what metrics you can share with us.
Well, the reason I think it's really important that people invest in women as CEOs and founders of companies is because actually women raise more revenue, twice as much revenue actually, for invested dollar that their male counterparts do. And as far as liquidity events, women are more likely to exit profitably for their companies on the whole than men. And it's not to say that this is a gender race, but to say that women do really perform well, invest your capital that you invest in them very well. They're great users of capital. So these are really good reasons to be investing, because it's going to be a profitable exercise for you. I mean, we're really trying to raise the bar on the amount of capital that is available to women entrepreneurs at different levels, and on the investing side and on the entrepreneurial side. And, we want to, we're making progress, but it should go faster than it is. But we've come a long way in 20 years. None of this capital was available, and God knows nothing was available when I started USA. So,
Kay, we've spoken a lot about success and significance. Could you just give one definition of what success means to you and what significance means to you?
Well, look, we all have our own definitions of success. For me, I just love building. I love building companies, whether it's my company or helping others build really great companies. So for me, it's successful to see that, whether it's me or people I'm working with. I love to see that. That from success to, significance. What is the significance of your success? How many people have you touched with it? Have you made people's lives better? Have we improved the way we work and live? I think that, to me, is, sort of what the result of what we do should be and what we like it to be.
Now let's shift to talk about succession planning. So you built the company. It sold for $4.5 billion. There's a succession plan there and an exit. You also, through Springboard, have had many, I think it was 22 companies or something, had major IPOs and built 835 companies where you've helped. I want to thank you so much for being on the CEO show, talking about transformative CEOs. You started your career with a vision for really being, a master's student on your thesis at Michigan State and writing about satellites, hearing Arthur C. Clarke, and then starting USA Networks, being the first female CEO of a network in the world. And then at the culmination where that sold for $4.5 billion, creating something called Springboard, where you've helped create over 835 major organizations of women and really making the first connection between women and capital. You're a true hero in success to significance in the economy.
Thank you for inviting me to your interview today. I've enjoyed speaking with you, as always, Robert.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.